Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 474 for Tuesday, July 14th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Tuesday, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's declines as losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil weighed on prices. Canola was down by $1 to over $6, the November contract down $6.70 at $5.25.30 per ton. Speculators booking profits on their large long positions were behind much of the selling pressure in the lightly traded market. Recent rainfall across parts of Western Canada also helped improve the production prospect somewhat. That added to the softer tone. However, most of that moisture was too little too late, and yields will still end up well below average, limiting the downside potential. That production uncertainty was also thought to be keeping some end-user demand in the market, while also limiting farmer selling pressure. Canadian dollar held near unchanged today, providing little direction. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are lower, as those three markets ran out of steam after posting gains overnight, with some of the biggest losses coming in corn. Corn was down 8 to 13 cents, the September contract down 13 at 4.28 per bushel. The USDA left its condition ratings for the country's corn crop unchanged at 69% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That cast a bearish tone over the market, as many participants had expected a slight downgrade. Generally favorable forecasts across the Corn Belt weighed on corn as well, with the warmer and drier weather needed for development at this time. Soybeans were down 1 to 4 cents, the September contract down 3 at 10.25 per bushel. The weekly USDA report was actually somewhat supportive for beans, as condition ratings fell 1 point to 62% good to excellent. However, recent strength in the soybean market was also looking overdone, especially as cheaper South American supplies are still available to displace the U.S. in the export market. Wheat, it's down 3 to 7 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 5 cents at 5.71 per bushel. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest put pressure on values, with about two-thirds of the crop now in the bin, according to the USDA. Improved ratings for the U.S. spring wheat crop were also bearish, with 71% of that crop now rated good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.